This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm here to help you start your day right as we take some time with God together. Time is not always easy to take, is it? Because where once maybe money was our most precious commodity, time has become our most precious commodity these days. We are so busy and it's hard to take time, but when we do take time, it shows that we really value something. If we take time for a person, it shows we value that relationship. And when you take time with God at the beginning of your day, it brings joy to God's heart. And it shows that the relationship is important. And God invests himself back into the relationship and reveals himself to you in new ways and helps you grow spiritually. I hope you'll take time each day to have a little personal time with God. Listen to him through his word. That's what we want to do right now. We do it each weekday morning at this time. And our theme this week is listening to God, and particularly active listening to God. That means when God starts to speak to you, you pursue further what he's trying to say to you. You ask him questions. You read his word. You look for all that God wants to say to you. You respond to what he's saying and then expect him to say some more. Let's look today in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33. It says, "Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the second time, while he was still confined in the court of the guard, saying, 'Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know.'" Did you hear God's challenge to Jeremiah? "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." When you're listening to God and you're pursuing him, you need to listen expectantly. "Call to me, and I will answer you." Do you know that expecting God to respond to you when you're doing active listening is a mark of faith in your life? If God says he will answer, he will answer. He's a God of his word. You know, you're not called to understand how God works, but you are called to respond to him when he speaks to you. And if you are not ready to respond to what God reveals to you, then don't expect him to speak. But if you have this expectancy in your heart, "God is going to speak to me, and even before I know what he's going to say, I am ready to respond to him, to say, 'Yes, Lord,'" then you can have great confidence when you pray, when you listen to God. God wants you to have a relationship of trust with him, to come to him with the assurance that he loves you and is totally involved in your life. Why don't you take a little time right now? Get totally quiet and just ask the Lord, "Lord, what are you trying to teach me in my life right now? What are you trying to say to me through your word? I'm ready to respond if you will show me." Well, if that really is your heart, God will speak to you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.